Good morning, good noontime, good noon 30, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good midnight 30, whatever time of day it is. See, I want you to know, hey, well, I'm Lynn Ferguson, and I approve this message. I'm Lynn Ferguson, also known as Lynn Tennyson, your host here on the show, Lynn Spins. It's a podcast dedicated to Black life in America and all over the world, and also music. So today I want to talk about Ralph Yarl, a Black boy, teenager, in Kansas City, Missouri, who was shot and almost killed by a white man whose house he mistook for the house that housed his siblings. He was there to pick up. Want to know more about why this shooter was released after 24 hours of a hold? And why his identity was not released? Well, why don't you just sit back, relax, just grab a snack, and let's jump in.
The County Prosecutor's Office. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. Otherwise, please wait to be transferred to the receptionist.
Wait while I transfer your call. Hello, Cisco Unity Messaging System. From a touch-tone telephone, you may dial an extension at any time. For a directory of extensions, press 4. Otherwise, please hold for an operator. Wait while I transfer your call.
You have reached Clay County Administration. Please choose from the following options. 1. For the court clerk at Rooney Justice Center. 2. For the Sheriff's Department. 3. For the Public Administrator's Office. 4. For the Collector's Office.
You have reached the office of the Clay County Public Administrator, Alexa Summit. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. Our office fax number is 816-407-3251. If you are a medical provider or a hospital calling for consent, please press 0 for a receptionist and ask to be connected to a case manager. If you are calling from Social Security or Family Support Division, please press 0 for our receptionist and ask to be connected to a case manager. For deputy case managers, press 2. For finance staff, press 3. For Andrea Pilgrim, Assistant Public Administrator, press 4. For Alexa Summit, Public Administrator, press 5. To dial receptionist, press 0.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Sorry.
Hi, you've reached the general mailbox of the Public Administrator's Office. Please leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
If not available, record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Hello, this is Lynn Ferguson again. Lynn Ferguson with Lynn Spins. It's a podcast dedicated to Black life in America and all over the world in music. I'm also with the Black St. Louisan, which is dedicated to the same more locally in St. Louis, Missouri, and surrounding areas, including Kansas City. I've done a few stories from down there as well. I actually am covering this one regarding Ralph Yarl, and I wanted to know if anyone could answer some questions I have about why the even though the police were able to arrest the man immediately who committed the shooting against the young teenager. Unfortunately, he was released after a 24-hour hold after determination by the prosecutor. So I'm calling for the Clay County prosecutor in order to ascertain as to what exactly he felt needed to be or was missing from the evidence that would have at that point allowed for the arrest to take place and the charging, because I don't see how you can shoot a young kid who, especially if you're a white man and you shot a Black kid and, you didn't even call the police, the neighbor called the police, and then you're immediately arrested. I don't see how, a charge doesn't come immediately after that. Like, what more evidence do you need? The bullets in his body, maybe in the child's body, maybe. We need to know what story the man's going to spin, I guess, to explain why this young kid was the first person he's decided he was going to shoot, I'm assuming, on his property, because he felt so in fear of his life from a young Black kid. I don't know what exactly we need to be asking you know, to get that to that charge. So maybe I'm missing something. I'm also a pre-law student at St. Louis University. So, you know, I'm new to this, you know, I did just start, but, you know, if someone could enlighten me as to what exactly is going on here and why this seems to be very racially charged in a very negative way, even on the political level and the administrative level, it would be much appreciated. 314-223-8332. Again, that's area code 314-223-8332. It's my business line in cellular. And again, I'm Lynn Ferguson. Thank you. I look forward to hearing from you. Mayor Quentin Lucas, a Democrat? A Democrat. And you couldn't even call this boy the child he is? On the news, Kansas City, Missouri, a boy, Ralph Jarl, I believe is his name, a teenager, black, of course, dark skin, a kid went to the wrong house to pick up his siblings and was shot by the homeowner in Kansas City, Missouri. Now, we all know that this homeowner, whose identity was not released, is most likely a white man. Because if he was black, anybody else who was a minority, then especially if he was black, his image and or identity would have been released, most likely, as it is in most cases of the sort. And this black male mayor has the nerve to get up here, who calls himself a Democrat in Kansas City, Missouri, Quentin Lucas. I don't feel I'm being too quick to judge when he has literally sat here and said, we're doing everything we can to get justice for, and then he paused, hesitated, and then said, this person. Justice for this person? This person. So when you can't say man, because he's not a grown man, he's a child, you opt for person, and you are one of the only black faces in the midst of this entire situation. You know he went there to pick up his brothers and sisters and or sisters. That's literally what you all are telling us in the story and at the press conference. Do you see the state that this boy is in? This boy is in critical condition. This story just came out 3 hours ago through CNN. He's in critical condition. And of course, you know, the story has 165 dislikes and 89 likes because, you know, people, stories like this, unless they're racist, they have a majority of dislikes instead of likes. But when they support racism, then it's the other way around. This is ridiculous. They released this dude whose identity, again, they did not release, the homeowner who shot the boy. They released this man 24 hours after holding him, because they have the option after 24 hours to either hold him and charge him or release him. They had to make a decision. And apparently the prosecutor, mind you, I'm a pre-law student, the prosecutor is the one who's holding things up with this situation, because he's the one who sat here and made the determination this man did not need to be held because they needed more time to gather more information on the case. What more evidence do you need, prosecutor? What more evidence do you need? I mean, so you don't need the bullets that this boy was riddled with? That I'm sure the doctors have to remove from this body, his body. You don't need the evidence that this boy is in the hospital right now for what you all have announced has happened. You know the man shot him. You arrested him. So, and you know that he went to go pick up his siblings. So I'm not understanding. What more evidence do you need to be able to determine whether or not this man needs to be charged with a crime? Did he not shoot a child? Was it not warranted? Then what are we asking here? You're not judge, jury, and executioner. You are literally supposed to arrest this man and send him to court for his case because he has committed a crime against an innocent person. If you all are already acknowledging that this boy was innocently trying to pick up and diligently trying to pick up his siblings, and he went to the wrong house, you've determined all of that somehow in this short amount of time. Well, it's not short because it happened. It did just happen like days ago. I think it was the 13th of this month that this took place. So you know that. You know that this man riddled this boy with bullets. So, a teenage boy. Now, you know this dude probably gets all kinds of people coming to knock on his door or coming up to his property on a regular basis. Male people, other people who have the wrong house, people, neighbors who are, you know, asking, you know, him a question or want to say something to him, or whatever the case may be, people he knows who he's inviting to his house or who just show up unannounced. This is not the first time someone shown up unannounced at this man's house. So why did he see a black child, dark-skinned black child, and immediately shoot? And who knows how quickly he shot after he realized he was at his door? Because we're not going to pretend that he just randomly shot through his front door without even looking to see who was knocking or whatever happened. This is crazy. And do you know a neighbor? Excuse me, I got people cutting the grass out here on the university campus. The neighbor where this took place of the man who shot this boy is one of the neighbors is who called the police, not the man. So you shot this child and you were just gonna watch this black boy bleed out. You're just going to let this black boy bleed out on your property. And you weren't even going to call the police? Let's just think about this for a second. If the law did not get involved in this situation, this man would have killed this boy and might have already. Who knows if this boy will make it? But if he does, this man might have killed him and just watched him bleed out or let him bleed out on his property. That's the only thing that the evidence so far points to. So this not only points to the actual incident taking place, but what kind of process and thinking process and mind frame this man was in after the crime was committed. This is why I mentioned that I'm a pre-law student going to law school, because this is the type of stuff that we can easily resolve if we get enough people involved and interested in law who need to be. The same people, like in, where I live in Missouri, you know, I'm in St. Louis, Missouri. Like, Missouri is the state, is a literal state that is the epitome of the Midwest, Middle America, conservative America, the Bible Belt, whatever you want to call it. The majority of people who get educated in the field and are prospective attorneys, whether prosecuting, whether defense, criminal defense, what have you, you know, are people who usually a lot of the time don't care. A lot of these people do not care about the issues we need people to care about. When you try to find an attorney in St. Louis, do you know how hard it is to find an attorney, a civil attorney, to defend your rights as a black citizen or what have you? You know how easy it is to find, you know, attorneys for torts, for, you know, estate situations, business situation contracts, employer relationship, work, you know, for workman's comp, you know, that's another one of the latter or the former mentioned, the aforementioned employment cases. You know, you find people who will take maybe family law, but it really just depends on that too. Because certain areas of family law, there's nothing, you know? So it's just like, you really have very limited access to attorneys who are really trying to fight for the everyday rights of people who are being, you know, discriminated against and, you know, treated with racism in as harsh ways as possible sometimes, like in this case with, I believe the boy's name is Ralph Yarl. I mean, it's just crazy. So this is why I'm in the field that I'm in. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing, because we need more people who are like-minded like me, who actually believe in understanding, you know, that this system is not okay and that we need to do something to fix it. This is not okay. It is not okay for a little black boy to be shot and almost killed, if not killed, just for knocking on a fucking door. How many years are we going to go through this? Where someone is able to kill somebody who was knocking on their door, who got the wrong address, or someone was able to shoot someone or shoot at someone and get away with it. No more. And I'm Lynn Ferguson, also known as Lynn Tennyson, your host here on the show. I want to see you next time we jump in. Lynn's Fence.